This was the second Mardi Gras celebration in New Orleans since Katrina, and local officials and business leaders say it was a success both in terms of the money it brought in and in symbolizing the Big Easy's comeback progress. New Orleans business owner and property developer Kevin Kelly spent the last few days throwing a party at his house along the parade route on St. Charles Avenue in the city's warehouse district. Speaking with VOA by telephone, he described this year's Mardi Gras crowds as large and happy.
Sunday was the largest crowds ever. I mean, it was just huge crowds, and it was a nice attitude. People are starting to see things starting to happen.
The population of New Orleans remains at less than half of what it was before Katrina, but Kelly says the people who have returned are determined to recover what they had before the disaster. He says most people have taken steps on their own without waiting for the government to help. One problem vexing the city and its image is crime. Since the beginning of the new year, 27 people have been murdered in New Orleans, 9 of them in one 7-hour span late last week. But Kevin Kelly notes that most of these crimes do not happen anywhere near the French Quarter, downtown, or the St. Charles Avenue area where most tourists go.
Your problem's going to come in if you're living in the typical crime areas, which are the housing project areas and very low-income areas. That's where the drug problems are.
Many local citizens are upset by the crime wave, and last month several thousand of them marched on City Hall demanding that Mayor Ray Nagin and police officials do more to get the situation under control. But Kevin Kelly says the crime problem has not slowed down investment in the city and the rapid increase in real estate development, some of it spurred by U.S. government programs to encourage revitalization of the city.
We've got developers coming in from Germany and London, all over the United States, and I'm surprised at the activities. But the federal government has set up some very good inducements to help development happen. And I think these special tax credits, which are involved in the Go Zone Act, are bringing in people.
Much of New Orleans is below sea level, and the city is protected by levees, some of which broke after Katrina struck. Around 80% of the city was flooded as a result, and many of the worst-hit areas remain disaster zones still. But the higher areas along the Mississippi River embankment and downtown recovered quickly, and civic leaders say business is now thriving there. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。